conference first round games, it would appear. That'll be next Saturday. Then we'll get the pairings for that term coming up this next week. Well, in the girls' game, it's the boys where Ball City comes into the game with a record of 3-11. Johnson County Central 9-6 on the year. That's coming up. That'll probably tip off around 5:30 this afternoon. So we invite you to stay tuned for the basketball game today here on Sunny 101.3. Right now, we'll take a quick 2-minute timeout, come back and give you the starting lineup for the ball game on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Here's a testimonial from our Sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Streit. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Streit and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Fall City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Ready to roll here with the starters today in this ball game. First of all, for the visitors from Ball City, for Coach Andy Armbruster today, it will be 5'9" junior Maddie Jones, 5'6" sophomore Ava Armbruster at the point, 5'8" sophomore Ashley Kirkendall, 5'8" junior Reese McNeely, and 5'9" senior Chase Nolte today in the starting lineup for Ball City. We will expect to see Elise Poppy in the ball game, a junior for the Tigers as well in the contest. Also, McKinley Shull, a 5'8" sophomore, usually in the starting lineup, not in the starting lineup today. I think Coach said she had a bit of an ankle issue, so they're going to maybe try to limit her minutes a little bit here today. And we could also see Isabel Armbruster and other freshmen for the Tigers, as well as Anna Collier in the ballgame for Ball City. For Johnson County Central, Coach Garrett Collin today, he will go with 5'4 sophomore Harley Cabrales, 5'7 senior Eva Berkevile, 5'8 sophomore Sonny Rother, 5'8 senior Emma Swanda, and 6'1 senior Jordan Albright. That's your starting lineup today for Johnson County Central. Amy will see Bailey Stirr for the ball game, a 5'5 sophomore. Also, we will expect to see Madeline Herfeld, a 6'1 senior in the ball game as well, for Johnson County Central in today's ball game here at Tecumseh. The horn has sounded. The two coaches have their players gathered around them, talking over the final instructions here before the game tips off this afternoon. Played two quarters of JV ball for both the girls and the boys here today, and now we're ready for the varsity action to get started here in just a few minutes. We've got to go through the introductions, the crown on hand, as well as other pregame festivities here at JCC this afternoon. pretty good crowd on him. Nice day to get out and travel. It's been so cold, it's a little better today. And traveling did it pretty well. We're going to take one more two-minute timeout, then we'll be back and tip it off on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Jim Hills in Fall City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor coverings, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Fall City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Tigers have been introduced to the crowd here today. Next up, it's going to be the Cabrales bounce pass in. Swan to turn, double team. Finally bounces away. Birkabaugh down the lane, and she ran into a very sturdy Chase Nolte standing there. Chase didn't have any give in her, and Birkabaugh bounced off. They're going to call the foul on Chase Nolte, her first, second foul already on the Tigers here. And Ava Birkabaugh to the free throw line to shoot two. All right, ready to go at the line. Birkabaugh, 5'7", senior, gets set, fires, it's up. It's off the mark to the right, no good. Going to get another one here. Everybody set. Tigers haven't had the ball yet. Free throw up and good, and it's 1-0, KCC. So the ball comes in, and up before Willie Feet comes across the sophomore point. Eva Armbruster, left side. She goes to Ashley Kirkendall down the corner to McNeely. Pass tip, controlled by the Tigers. Back down, loose ball again. Who's got it? Armbruster has it to the free throw line down low. And a foul with the body called on JCC on Swanda. And it picks up her first. Now inbounding will be the Tigers. McNeely and Armbruster, 12-footer up, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Who's got it? Cabrellas has it away from Birkabaugh. T-Bird basketball up 1-0 to the front. Cabrellas moves to the right. Stop, gives the ball back to Birkabaugh between the circles into Albright. Free throw line off to the right side. Elbow Cabrellas and now around to Rother on the left side. Swan to bounce off her hand, right back to Robert. Cabrellas now right side, Birkabaugh. Birkabaugh drives in, stops, reverses out to the side. And there's another foul on Ava Armbruster. That's going to be two in less than 2 minutes. And that's kind of been an issue. Ava just trying to move and guard her, but bumped. So she has to come to the bench with her second foul. Into the ballgame comes McKinley Schultz to the Tigers. 5'8 sophomore. Into the corner. Standing there holding it is Bailey Scarif, who checked in during that break. Three ball, Birkabaugh, no good. Rebound ran down by Maddie Jones. That shot. Also in the ballgame now is Madeline Harfeld. Driving to the paint, and it's Kirkendall. She elevates and is fouled by Birkabaugh. Ava with her first team foul, number two. And that free throw line is actually Kirkendall. We got a 1-0 ball game here. JCC with a lead, and the free throw too strong, no good. One more coming for the Tiger sophomore. Getting ready. Kirkendall sets, fires, and off the back, no good. Rebound to Sterif. Sterif will bring the ball up the floor for JCC at the point. Started out there by Reese McNeely off the right side to Birkabaugh, and Birkabaugh pass knocked away by Schull. Birkabaugh got it back, bounces inside Harrenfeld. She turned, tried to, it might have been a pass under there. If it was, it was a great pass. Albright makes the catch and puts it up and in. It's 3-0, JCC. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. With it, Kirkendall to Schull. Schull around the defender, back over right side. Kirkendall driving up, cut off there by Harfeld. Cross lane, Schull in the middle, shot up, and hit the hole, two-pointer to Reese McNeely for the Tigers. 3-2, JCC, the Tigers go to pressure here. Birkabaugh in the middle, Harfeld with it. Birkabaugh ahead to Sterif on the right wing, hold, bounce pass into Albright. Tipped away by the Tigers, Kirkendall, out of bounds. It will be JCC ball underneath their own basket here. Birkabaugh will inbound into Harrenfeld, catches about free throw line high. Out to Birkabaugh, three-pointer off the backboard, no rebound. Harrenfeld knocked it loose from the Tigers. And now down the other way, up, no good. Nice pass up there, catching a shot by Maddie Jones way into the basket, but she got fouled as Harrenfeld got back there. Picks up her first foul, team foul number three. 3-2. Maddie Jones at the line for the Tigers. It's up. It's off the front with the call. She'll get one more here. Bergdahl out into the game for the Tigers. At least Poppy now, a junior, checks in there. So Jones ready for her second free throw effort here. Looking for a tie at the 4:37 mark. It's up, and it stays in the perimeter in the cylinder this time, and we've got a 3-3 ball game. Tigers. Pressure on the defense. Harfeld over to Sterrett. Dribble to the front court. All the way down to the baseline. Wrap around pass to Albright. Got through there. Has it back out to the top. Cabrellas looks. Nobody there. Both 6'1 players are in the ballgame for JCC working that inside paint area. Albright way out on the side. Gives the ball to Birkenbaum. She drives the baseline and she stepped on it. Good defense. That was Tigers Nolte and McNeely, I believe, down there teaming up to get her to the baseline where she stepped out of bounds. 4 minutes to go. High post. It goes now to Nolte out on the right side. Poppy down low. In the middle on the right side. Layup is good for Chase Nolte. And the Tigers lead it 5-3. We have our first lead change of the day. Birkenbeil in the backcourt. Cabrellas up the floor. All the way to the hole. Throws up with the left hand. No good. Rebound brought down by McNeely. I tell you what, hitting hard was Cabrellas. Cabrellas now a shovel to the front. Top of the key. McNeely off the right side. Inside the Tigers trying to go with it. Ball deflected and Sterrett comes down with it. Sterrett coming up the floor for JCC. Off to Cabrellas with a bullet pass. You hear that one hit her hands. Down to Albright on the left block. Bounce pass into Sterrett, who's hands in the lane. Shoots it short. Albright comes down with the loose ball rebound. And the ball is tapped out of bounds, apparently by the Tigers underneath there. Sonny Rother back in for JCC. Tigers bring in Kirkendall for McNeely. And now it will be Birkenbaum to inbound to Rother, back to Birkenbaum, posting up, back to Rother, and a give and go out to Sterrett. Three ball short off the front edge. Long rebound into the backcourt, ran down there by Sonny Rother. Rother comes up the floor with a moving pick, and now an airmail pass up the floor out of bounds, off the wall. Tigers get the ball back on the turnover, leading 5-3. So it comes into Kirkendall, who moves to the point now for the Tigers. Off the left side to Schull. Back Kirkendall against the 2-1-2 zone. Down low to Jones. Inside, up on the left side, no good. Rebound, that was Nolte. Put the first up. Rebound to Poppy, she couldn't connect. And the loose ball grabbed up by Sterrett. Sterrett with the rebound. And the other way we come. Birkenbaum telling her teammates, get out of the way. I'm coming around. Bounce pass, too tall. Picked up by Poppy. Poppy breaking away to the other end. And defense got there, caught her. Maybe deflected, maybe made her miss. But anyway, falling up, McKinley Schull with the rebound and the putback. And the Tigers are up 7-3. To the front, Rother traveled with the double team. Tried to get around the pick set by Birkenbaum and got an extra step in there. Jones out, McNeely in for the Tigers now. Falsity ball in the front court with 2:05 to play in the first quarter, leading 7-3. Left side of the ball will be Schultz skipping across. Now Poppy drives, shoots, too strong. Rebound, Nolte put back off the glass. Left side, no. Rebound grabbed up by Swanda. Swanda to Rother on the left side of the floor. Moves up the floor with a dribble. Started by McNeely, down to Sterrett. Bounce pass inside. Swanda cut off, reaching in, held ball. Good job by McNeely. And Nolte down there, and the alternating possession will put the ball on the Tigers' side here. McNeely, or excuse me, that will be inbounded by McKinley Schull. Now back up floor come the Tigers to the front on the baseline. Out top with it to the left side. Schull from 15 fills it up. McKinley Schull with a couple of hoops. The Tigers are up now 9-3 at the 1:24 mark. A couple to come back in, and now we got traveling Birkenbaum. Stopped at midcourt, backed up, and got called for traveling. Nolte is out, Kirkendall out for the Tigers. Timeout called by Johnson County Central. We're back in Tecumseh after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
At Nemaha County Hospital, we know that you expect the best care for you and your loved ones. That's why we offer a team of highly trained professionals that specialize in a variety of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency services, from annual checkups to visits that you weren't planning. At Nemaha County Hospital, we're proud to provide you with quality care every time. To learn more about our services we offer at Nemaha County Hospital and to view our specialty clinic calendar, visit our website, nemahacountyhospital.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Tiger basketball back into the game. Maddie Jones, the starter for the Tigers. And entering the game is junior Hannah Collier for Ball City. Thunderbird still huddled up with Coach Garen Collins. And let's see. Rother, Swanda, Sterif, Cabrellas, and Birkebile in for the T-Bird. Bring it into Elise Poppy at the point now for Ball City. Left side to Shaw. High post with it. McNeely over to Collier. Back around the perimeter. Shaw looking underneath. Finds Jones. Works it up. And good. Maddie Jones with her first field goal makes it 11-3. Maddie gives up a lot of height, but she's extremely strong in that paint for Ball City. Now back out, swung with a double-team dribble, and 53 seconds left in the quarter. Tiger foul on Maddie Jones will be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Tigers, 3 on the T-Birds. Birkebile, the inbound, comes over the top. Swanda tried to bounce pass to Rother, stolen away by Jones. Maddie Jones with a steal up the floor quickly to Collier. Right corner, inside now to McNeely. Singled up out there, out to Collier, steps into a three-pointer. It's short, rebound on the deck, picked up by Shaw. Fires it up, miss it, rebound, put back by Jones. And she gets fouled on the shot attempt. And we'll go back to the free throw line once again. Foul on Bailey Stirrup for Johnson County Central. Her first, team foul number 4. Maddie Jones, 1-for-2 at the line right now. This will be her third free throw of the day. It's up. It's good. Tigers lead now 12-3. It was 3-0. Start for GCC. Jones free throw, switch the baton off, got them both. 13-3, Ball City, a 13-0 run here in the first quarter. 31.9 seconds left in period one. GCC to the front. Birkebile with it off the left side there now for Ava Klein, who checked into the ballgame, a 5'5 sophomore. Out to Rother for 3. No rebound. Caroming off with players all over the place. Birkebile and Shaw wrestling for the basketball. Held ball will stay with Johnson County Central on their end. So Birkebile will trigger in. Bounce pass in Swanda, spinning in on Jones. It's up, it won't go. Rebound to Poppy. Double team gets it away. Out of there to Shaw. 4 on the clock. Shaw fires underneath to Jones. Made the catch, gets the shot off and in the hole. Maddie Jones with 7 in the first quarter beats the buzzer. And the Tigers finish the quarter on a 15-0 run. It's 15-3. Tigers lead after 1 back in 30 seconds. On Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Fall City basketball to start quarter number two. They lead 15-3 here over Johnson County Central after trailing 3-0 early in the ballgame. Here to drive, Ava Armbruster back in the ballgame for the Tigers. Starting five in for the Tigers, I believe, and inside the ball is loose. They tried to dump it underneath, and we got a foul on the Tigers. That foul is going to be called on Chase Nolte, her second, trying to get that loose ball back. And now it's going to be McKinley Schull right back in the ballgame with the Tigers. They're trying to maybe limit her time today a little bit, but foul situations make it otherwise so far. Sunny Rother up the floor for JCC. Ava Klein starts this second quarter along with Bailey Sterick. Inside to Rother in traffic, got tripped, fell down, and got called for traveling. It'll be Tiger basketball. So Shaw will inbound, and Ava Armbruster with two fouls will bring it up the floor. She'll have to be careful on defense here. Shaw wide open, well behind the three-point line. Inside Jones steps in around the defender, shot up too strong. Rebound Armbruster, and Printer will go around again to Jones. Right side guarded by Berkebile. Now to Shaw. Shaw dribbles. Lux cross court with a skip pass to Armbruster. Now to Kirkendall. Actually dribbling out top against the man-to-man defense here. Inside high post, McNeely gets it knocked away by Klein. And or rather that was, but yeah, even Klein. Turnover by the Tigers. Berkebile to the front to Rother. Inside, turnaround, swatted it up, no good. And the ball is tipped. We got a foul on 21 for the Tigers. Actually, Kirkendall was her first. Team foul number six on Fall City. Tigers bring Elise Poppy off the bench now for Reese McNeely. Cabrera's back in for JCC along with Albright now. Inbounding Swanda from the baseline to the right corner. Holding it there will be Sterrett. Out to Rother, drives down, back to Swanda, way out on the sideline. Now Rother has again, guarded there by Poppy. Dribbles in, backs up for three, hits the side of the backboard. Rebound to Armbruster for the Tigers. On the run to the right side, underneath Kirkendall. Up, no, but a whistle and a foul. Going to be calling her, I believe, on Sunny Rother. Sunny's going to pick up her first foul of the ball game. I think we saw JCC last Saturday over at Medeckis, and I saw him Tuesday night, or Thursday, up at HTRS. Free throw up, and no good off the back for Ashley Kirkendall. What I did not realize is that Sunny Rother is the daughter of Superintendent John Rother. Used to be the football coach here at JCC. He's moved up the ladder a little bit. Free throw, no good. Long rebound comes out to Bailey Stirrup as it gets tipped around. And now a pass, but right back to Stirrup. She dribbles up the floor. And a blocking foul on the Tigers over on that sideline. Tigers going to have to get to that side. Foul on Elise Poppy will be her first. And now it's 1-1 time already for Johnson County Central. 17 fouls on the Tigers here in the first half. We've got 6-12 to play in the second quarter, and at the line will be Bailey Stira. No points so far in the game. 15-3, Tigers lead. Free throw up, and looks good. No, it's off the mark. Didn't hit the rim. Tiger ball. Hit the backboard, but not the rim, so the Tigers get the basketball. So McKinley Schull will inbound to Ava Armbruster, and she'll work the ball up the floor on the right side. Oh, underneath Jones, they spot her. Guarded there by Albright, throws it up over her, no good. Tough shot. Albright grabs up the rebound for Johnson County. Stirrup to the front. Maddie at 5'9", probably, maybe. Guarded by the 6'1", Albright in there. That's a tough shot when she's standing right there playing good defense. Here's a deflection stolen by Poppy. She waits for help. Cross court. Armbruster is her runner up off the side. No good. Rebound tip. Schull has it. Fires it up. It's blocked, but it goes off the hand of Sunny Rother. Kelly Schull with a rebound. Timeout, Fall City. 15-3. The Tigers lead 5:34 left in the first half. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at SBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
5:34 to go in the second quarter. The Tigers have the lead. We have not had a point score here in the first 2.5 minutes of the second period. The Tigers got a buzzer beater to go up 15-3. They've been on a 15-0 run since they trailed early 3-0 in this ball game. It's Tiger ball underneath their own bucket. McKinley Shaw will be the trigger person. Tigers line up back-to-back on the right sideline, right baseline, free throw line. Bring it in there to Jones. She'll kick it back out to Armbruster. Ava fires and got knocked to the floor. And a foul will go on Albright. Jordan Albright with her first foul, team foul number 6. And to the line now, Ava Armbruster looking for her first points of the ball game. It's up. It's good. 16-3, Fall City. Chase Nolde back in the ball game for the Tigers. Jones out. Poppy out. Also back in there. The Fall City is Reese McNeely. Free throw up for Armbruster on the rim. And it rolled all around. And it went in. 17-3, Fall City. 5:28 to go here in quarter number 2. Cabrales around the right side, cut off by Armbruster. Bounce pass inside Albright, back out top, Swan to be on the arc. Swan to hold it, looks left, stop, use upper dribble, bounce pass to Albright, that's where they're going to be. She gets double teamed, and nicely by Kirkenball, diving after a bounce pass, deflected it. And we're going to have a held ball. We'll save a JCC. But that's good hustle there by Ashley Kirkendall. Diving after a bounce pass opposite from where you're at and getting a piece of it. That's a good play. Cross court. Bailey Sterup with it. Around the right side. Pulls up. Two-pointer. Good. Bailey Sterup finally gets JC back on the board after a 17-0 Fall City run. 4:47 to go here in the quarter, and an offensive foul. Swanda got set. Emma Swanda draws the charge on Chase Nolde, who now has 3 fouls in the ballgame. Team foul number 8. Here comes Maddie Jones back in for the Tigers, and Nolde will come to the bench. 2 points with 3 fouls. She's been playing well of late, but today, foul trouble will put her on the bench here probably for the rest of the first half. Up the floor, Bailey Stirrup to the left side. Cut off by Curtin Ball, turned into Albright. Cabrales out top, right side, Swan to be on the arc. Looks for Cutters, now she'll dribble, knocked away, but she got it back. Stirrup scores. Emma Swan over the first two, makes it 17-7. Tigers to the front court, inside. Off of McKinley Shull, it was knocked away. She tried to come down to the basketball, and she knocked it right off the forehead of Jordan Albright. And that's fine. She comes out into the game again, comes with Madeline Herfeld for Johnson County Central. She'll patrol the middle now defensively. Here's a runner by Armbruster, short, no good. Rebound, Jones, strapped for trying to dribble the rebound as it hit the deck, and it came down on the baseline, out of bounds, JCC basketball. Halfway through quarter number 2, 4:07 to play here. The Tigers up 17-7 over JCC. Cabrales ahead. Back to Birkebile. Guarded by McKinley Shaw. Lob it in for Herfeld. Taken away. steal by Maddie Jones, her second of the day. Kirkendall to the front, down low to Jones, back out. Armbrust for three ball, short, rebound comes down on the ground. Harrenfeld picks it up. There comes the T-Birds with 3:35 to go in the first half. Take it over on the left side now. Cabrillas with it. Cabrillas cross court with the basketball. Sterrick all the way around the perimeter to the baseline from the left side. Now she's cut off there by McNeely. Pass is knocked out of bounds off of McNeely and or Armbruster for the Tigers. So Birkebile will trigger from the baseline. Harrenfeld, she takes the lob at the free throw line. Waits, hands it back to Birkebile. Now up to Sterrick in the corner. And the ball is off the foot of McKinley Schull. Kirkland may have caught it before it went out of bounds, but it went off her foot. She kicked the ball. So now it'll be swung inbound off the baseline. Looking. Still looking. That was close. Went to Berger, but he wasn't looking. It went off of her arm to the floor, and a pass a little stolen by Maddie Jones. Up the floor, quickly away, inside to Jones from Kirkland. Tipped out of bounds by the T-Birds. It might have been Harrenfeld to get a piece of that one. Poppy is in. McNeely out for the Tigers now at the three-minute mark of the first half. Now, inbound in Kirkendall from the baseline for the Tigers here. Looking in to Armbruster, too high on the pass. Out of bounds, JCC basketball. Coach Andy Armbruster standing on the sideline, staring out, going, what are we doing? Through the ring, midcourt, Bailey Sterrick against the man-to-man defense of the Tigers. Goes in, runs into Shaw, ball loose. That's going to be a hell ball. That would go to the Tigers. Good defense by the Tigers there. Tigers, only 2 points here in the second quarter. Only four for JCC. That's the good news for the Tigers. Here's the ball to the right side to Shaw. Puts it on the floor, into the paint. Out to Kirkendall, actually backing up. Last year seems like she shot a lot more threes. He drives into the lane and paint up, no whistle, and a foul put her at the free throw line. Just seems like I remember shooting more 3-point chances last year, not so many this year. Foul on Ava Birkebile, her second, team foul number 7. And the free throw line goes Ashley Kirkendall, 0-4, and now 0-5. That one, high arcing shot, wouldn't go. Now you got that in your mind. Oh, gosh, I haven't made one yet. What do we do here? It gets tougher every time. But I think she'll make this one. It's on the way up and off the back. Not so much for what I know. Kirkendall kept it alive. It goes down to Shaw. She tries to shoot it. Harrenfeld takes it away from her. Comes up the board. Birkebile with it. Now to Swan at the top of the key. 2:20 to go in the half. Knocked loose by Shaw. Picked up by Birkebile. And Shaw reached in, pushed the ball back into her, and she couldn't get her on the floor. Another traveling violation on the Thunderbirds. Shaw will inbound the ball to Ava Armbruster. Sophomore point guard. Spread out the floor. Armbruster with a left-hand throw. Had it knocked away by Cabrillas. Loose ball picked up by Maddie Jones at midcourt. Now she'll dribble to the top of the circle. Down to Kirkendall all the way in. Forces it up. No. Birkebile the rebound. Swanda and Harrenfeld stopped her defensively. There's Birkebile to the paint. Back out top. Swanda. Emma to the right side with the basketball. Picked up her dribble. Harrenfeld back and in. Reaching in at the Poppy, who has huge eyes right now. She goes, oh, good, that wasn't a foul. That was a held ball. Belongs to the Thunderbird. I think Elise thought she was going to get called for the foul. And now Birkebile inbound at Harrenfeld. Free throw line high on the right side of the floor. Out it goes. Birkebile holds on the corner. Back out top serve. Knocked away and stolen by Maddie Jones. Throws the ball forward up the floor. All the way in. Up no good by Kirkendall. Rebound McNeely. Her shot is blocked by Harrenfeld. And it goes back now to the Thunderbird. McNeely with her second rebound. Here's a drive. Shot up, no, blocked by the Tigers by McNeely. And now we'll come the other way now. 9:09 to go in the half. Off to Kirkendall, down to Jones. Matty driving and got the feet moving before the ball got on the floor that time. The Tigers give it up here. Not much scoring here in the second quarter. 4-2 in favor of JCC. Tigers led 15-3 after one period. The ball comes in to Sonny Rother. Sophomore guard up the floor on the right side, playing with a broken nose, has that mask on. And she dribbles in to Maddie Jones. Maddie reaches in, grabs the basketball, held ball. Well, good as ACC. All right, now with 58 seconds to go in the half, the Tigers have it, and it's going to be Armbruster up the floor. Ava crosses the midcourt, ahead, Hoppy, moves left, free throw circle, right side to McNeely, driving in the paint, elevates, off the rim, no good, rebound, Sterrett picks it off. Bailey Sterrett will bring the ball up herself for the Thunderbirds with 38 seconds to go to the front court. Left side, Birkebile holding and dribbling. Birkebile knocked away. It goes to the back. It was deflected. Birkebile recovers. Birkebile to the front, and now reach-in foul on Birkebile, trying to steal it away. Second on Ashley, and that's going to be 1-1 for JCC. So Birkebile will go to the line, where she is 1-for-2 in the game. 26 seconds left in the half. McKinley Shaw comes back in. Reese McNeely will sit down. Nolde's been on the bench for about 4 minutes with 3 fouls for the Tigers. Birkebile sets. Free throw up and off. No good. Rebound Jones, and she got pushed from behind. And that's going to put Maddie Jones out the other end to shoot 1-1. Foul go on Madeline Herfeld, her second. Team foul number 8. Maddie Jones back to the line now for Fall City. Maddie, 3 out of 4, all in the first quarter. Sets, fires, off the back, no. Rebound brought down by the Tigers by Kirkendall, then stolen away by the T-Birds. Then a reach-in foul on Maddie Jones trying to get it back. He's got 2 fouls now. 10 fouls on Fall City. Tigers, 5 different players with fouls. 3 of them with 2 and 1 with 3. Birkebile to the line where she is 1-for-3. Sets, fires, in and out, no good. Oh, it's still a bonus. She shoots 2 here. So, Eva Armbruster comes out of the ball game. In comes Isabel Armbruster, her little sister, the freshman. McNeely back in. Jones will sit. Kirkendall will sit. They both got 2 fouls. There comes Albright back in for JCC. Harfeld will sit down with 2 fouls. And Birkebile at the line. 1-for-4 and now 2-for-5 at the line in the ball game. The Tigers get one more crack at it here. 17-8, 14 seconds ago. Shaw dribbles down the lane, pass out to Collier. And the Collier just checked in. She'll shoot it, miss it. Rebound out of bounds. And oh, they caught a save there by Shaw. Shaw got the rebound. McNeely and the Tigers can't get it elevated for a shot. After one half of play, Ball City 17, Johnson County Central 8. ACC outscores the Tigers 5-2. In the second quarter, the Tigers retain a 9-point lead. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll be back and give you the first half scoring wrap-up on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to TiffanyCare.com to see how we can help you.
When it comes to raising cattle, you want an ag partner that won't steer you wrong when it comes to getting the loans and financial advice you need. Our ag lenders are local and know what you're up against when it comes to today's economy and current prices. So stop by and let's talk.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Stop by Frontier Bank in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's halftime here at Johnson County Central School in Tecumseh. And the score is 17-8, Fall City with the lead. They didn't start the clock here at halftime, so we're going to have a little longer halftime than normal. Let's take a look at the score in the first half in this ballgame. In the first half for the home team, Johnson County Central, Ava Bergabile has two in the ball game, both at the free throw line. Bailey Stirrup has two, Emma Swan to two, and Jordan Albright with two for the T-Birds. Nobody more than two. They have two players with two fouls, Ava Birkenbile and Madeline Hartfeld. They're two of six at the free throw line in the first half of today's ball game. On the Tiger side, scoring is led by Maddie Jones. She had seven in the first half. 4 points for McKinley Shaw off the bench today. Two apiece for Chase Nolte, Reese McNeely, and also Ava Armbruster. Tigers are 5 out of 13 in the free throw line in the first half here today. And lead it 17-8. They led 15-3 after one quarter. Foul-wise for the Tigers, Chase Nolte with three, two each on Ashley Kirkenball, Ava Armbruster, and Maddie Jones. For Fall City, 17-8 is our score here at halftime. The Tigers have the lead. We'll take another 2 minute timeout. Check in with the weather here from some more sponsors, and be back with the second half and some more halftime coming up on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Fall City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm meteorologist Mandy Faluber with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloud cover for the forecast area. Overnight lows drop to the mid-20s. West winds 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 30. We'll see plenty of sunshine tomorrow. We warm into the mid-30s. Winds out of the northwest, lighter, between 5 and 10. Partly cloudy for Sunday night, 28 for your low. Winds will be picking up out of the southwest. We'll see plenty of sunshine on Monday and warmer temperatures moving in, upper 40s. Winds breezy out of the northwest with a cold front moving through. That will drop our temperatures into the mid-20s on Tuesday, but we will see continued sunshine. Sunny skies and 36 on Wednesday. South winds a bit breezy. 44 for a high on Thursday. Sunny skies and sunshine to finish out our work week. I'm weatherology staff meteorologist Mandy Faluber on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Time here, luckily didn't start the clock right away at the halftime break here today. Reviewing last night's scoreboard around the area on the girls' high school side, Sagar picked up a win. They beat Pawnee City 67-15. Auburn girls beat Nebraska City 50-9. Johnson Brock over Friend 54-29. Syracuse beat Ashley Greenwood 43-35 in overtime. Sterling girls beat Southern 54-43. And Mound City girls win in overtime. They beat Humboldt Table Rock Keener 41-39. On the boys' side last night, St. Herbert Pawnee City 80-25. Auburn beat Nebraska City 44-29. Johnson Rock rolled up Friends 72-44. It was Ashton Greenwood 76, Syracuse 20. Southern defeats Sterling 69-34. Jefferson beat East Action 69-41. And that was the boys' scores from last night. More basketball will come your way next week. We're going to have to figure out as we go a little bit next week. We'll either probably be bringing you Falls City to Auburn or Sacred Heart at Southern. We'll see how things are going and what we can get done next week. And our Tuesday and Thursdays are here on Sunday 101.3 or on TTNC 1230 AM 107.1 FM next week. Two teams come over to their benches here for final instruction, report the coaches. Tigers frustrated in that second quarter, scoring just 2 points. And those come to the free throw line. They did not make the field goal in the second quarter tonight. Yes, it's in the five. So, have to do basketball for now. Here come the Tigers over to get their final instruction with Coach Andy Armbruster. Chase Nolley with three fouls in the first half and two each on Ashley Kirkendall, Ava Armbruster, and Maddie Jones for the T-Birds. Ava Birkebile has two, and Madeline Harfeld have two as well for JCC. Starting five of the ball game for JCC, Arlie Cabrales, Ava Birkebile, Sunny Rother, Emma Swanda, and Jordan Albright start this third period. The Tigers will put McKinley Shaw in the starting lineup, Ashley Kirkendall, Reese McNeely, Maddie Jones, and Ava Armbruster. So in we go with the ball, Birkebile. They'll go left to right as we look at it here from the north side. Today on Sunday 101.3, in the corner, Rother drives in, trip, lost the ball, and is picked up by the Tigers. Shaw, cross-court pass, and a traveling ball against Armbruster. Very close, but traveling the call, an excellent pass, crosser for the Tigers. Tigers shows the full court pressure here. Ball goes into the corner. Rother, now she throws it back to Birkwell underneath the Tiger basket. Rother, which is a double dribble, no call. Caught it, dribbled again, oh my. And to the front, Swan with the basketball. Now gets the ball off. Over the other side, Birkebaugh drives through, and offensive foul on Birkebaugh. Getting in there, getting set, Ashley Kirkendall, and Ava Birkebaugh picks up her third foul of the ball game for the Thunderbirds. Shaw will inbound the ball for Fall City. Tigers will come off the floor against the man-to-man defense. Shaw out top. McNeely on the right side to Armbruster. Fake right, goes left, back out to Jones. Jones underneath, down to Kirkendall, off the glass, up, and good. Kirkendall with her first 2 points of the ball game, the assist to Maddie Jones, and now the Tigers in the full court pressure. Off the floor, Rother between two defenders, off to Cabrales. Ball bounces off her leg. She hits the deck. She pushes it away. Swanda picks it up. Swanda rolls, passes through two defenders, and a steal by Jones. Maddie Jones has got five steals in this ball game. And now the Tigers are up 19-8 here in the third quarter. Now over to McNeely, cutting through the lane, off to Shaw, and couldn't hang on to it. Good play set up there by the Tigers. Birkebaugh to trigger from the baseline here. Into Cabrales. She'll dribble once, back to Birkebaugh. Over to Rother, back to Birkebaugh. Somebody's got to move. There's a clog up. Here's the double team trap. Throws it ahead to Cabrales, off her hands, out of bounds. Right on the sideline in front of the JCC bench. And the Tigers will have it on the side. 6:20 to play in the third period, up 19-8. Basically, the ball game for the Tigers has been 14 in the ball game. That was in the second quarter. Come the other way now. It's going to be Jones all the way to the hole, off the glass, on the rim, won't go, and the rebound grabbed up by Rother. Rother will push it up the right side, cut to the middle, and gets bumped by Ashley Kirkendall. It ran into her, and that's her third. The Tigers have just got to cut that stuff out. Jogged over, ran into her. Kirkendall comes over, out of the game. In comes Elise Poppy. Swanda will inbound from the baseline underneath her own bucket. She'll look in, she'll get it into Rother, makes the catch, right baseline. Shot blocked by Poppy. Albright comes down with it, and she's got a good line as she shoots it. She gets fouled by Maddie Jones. That's number three on Maddie Jones. So Jones, Kirkendall, and Nolley with three apiece now for the Tigers. At the free throw line is going to be Jordan Albright. Shooting two, it's up, it's off the mark, no good. Crawford over to visit with Coach Garrett Collin here during the free throws. Albright gets the ball back with 5:59 to go. It's on the way up. Had a line drive. She made that one count. And it's 19-9. Ball City by 10. To the front, Jones out top to McNeely. McNeely down the left side to Shaw. Fakes down, drives in one spot. Shot up. No. Rother with the rebound on the weak side. Rother comes out with the basketball to the top of the key. Leaves it swatted out of Birkebile. Birkebile down the right side of the lane. Dribbles it out, backs out beyond the three-point line. Keeps her dribble, comes back to the left. Now all the way out top again between the turn. Now she's going to go back where she was just at. Throws the ball down in the corner. It's knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with JCC. We're blocked by the scorer's table down in that corner. We can't see what goes on down there outside the three-point line. Bring it into Rother. Sunny will come up to the top of the key. Bounce pass into Swanda. Kick it out to Cabrillas for three. Strong. Albright, the weak side rebound. The putback is good. She gets it back close. She's awfully tough to stop. Now it's 19-11. The lead is down to 8. Here is Armbrust all the way down low. Drives off, gives it to Poppy. She can't connect. And Birkebile will grab the rebound for JCC. Up the floor, gives the ball to Rother. She just about traveled with it. Up the floor, Rother. And now a blocking foul on Shaw. It hit the deck pretty hard. McKinley picks up her first foul of the ball game. That's team foul number 3 already on the Tigers this half. Now, inbounding from the sideline, get it in deep. Swanda goes up, tried to shoot it, taken away by McNeely, and over it goes to Armbruster. Ava to the front, out top. McNeely between the circles, left side, Poppy. Poppy dribbles around, lost it off her knee, got it back, and they'll reset out front with McNeely. McNeely up, and a reach-in foul, Birkebile. Ava will pick, oh, that's her fourth. Ava Birkebile picks up her fourth foul here in this third period. Rother coming out, also Birkebile comes out. Into the game now will come, once again, Madeline Harrenfeld, the 6'1 senior. And also in is Bailey Sterrett. Bounce pass in. The Tigers brought Chase Nolde in. Couldn't connect on the shot. Swanda picks up the rebound. 4:25 to go in the third quarter. 19-11. Tigers lead. Cabrillas underneath. Tried the bounce pass into Albright. She didn't see it coming. The ball sneaks out of bounds on the end line. 4:18 to go in the third. The Tigers up 19-11. McKinley Shaw to the front. Tom and Pete off right wing. McNeely drives, throws to the middle, deflected, and over to Elise Poppy. Knocked away on her shot. Cabrillas has it. Now knocked loose by Shaw. Poppy to Armbruster from 17 feet up. No good. Rebound. Stirrup and JTC try to settle down here. Timeout. That'll settle it down. Coach Garrett Collin takes the time. We'll take a break. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Tiger cheerleaders keeping this side entertained. KCC cheerleaders over on the far side. Tiger cheerleaders have them outnumbered 6-2. Pretty good crowd for a Saturday afternoon of basketball here at Tecumseh High School, JCC, Johns County Central High School, I guess I should say, actually. They are, Superintendent John Rotheroy, they're looking at a bond issue coming up in May for a new school, new gym, a couple up maybe, possibly. Loss of hopes and dreams. See how that all goes for him. Federburg basketball with 3:48 to go in the third quarter. Inbounding will be Bailey Sterrett into Swanda. Bounce pass to Albright, way out beyond the three-point line. Now back to Swanson. Emma, drilling up. Kirkendall defending her. Swanson drives to the right side. A big left knee brace. Gellivan to make a pass. Ball stolen by Kirkendall. Ahead to Poppy, and she sees Hilliberg in front of her and gets it to Goldie, who puts it up and in. The assist to Poppy. Madeline Harrifeld said, go ahead, try to shoot it over me at 6-1. 21-11, Fall City with the lead now. In the backcourt, trouble for Swanson. Throws it forward to Stern. Got it across in time. Now, Armbruster guarding Stern. Ava with two fouls in the ball game. And the ball is loose. And the referees are going to confer here. The first gentleman said ACC ball. The Tigers said no, no, no. Our ball. And after the conference, the Tigers get possession with 3:01 to go in the quarter. Up to four now with the basketball. Comes Armbruster off the right side to Kirkendall. Pass will give and go, knocked out of bounds by Swanda. And Andy Arbor says, you can't do that over those tall girls like that. And now back out top to Poppy. Makes the catch. Look into the top. Kirkendall left side with it. Ava Armbruster over the right side. Poppy for three on the rim. No. Rebound Albright comes down with it. Jordan gets it away. And now off the floor comes Bailey Sterrett. Sterrett to the front. Picks up her dribble. High post Swan to bounce pass inside. Herfeld up. No good. Blocked under there by Nolte for the Tigers. She got a piece of it. And it's off to the center of her basketball. Okay. Seabird will get the ball. Keep the ball. I thought maybe somebody else had touched it. Looking for the bounce pass. Can't make it. And Swan to lost her balance when she takes the pass. Step into the floor. And that turns over to the Tigers. So Kirkendall out and Nolte out. Back in for the Tigers. Here comes, let's see, Scholl and Jones back in there for the Tigers now. Off the left side to Poppy, a lead for another defender. Against the zone now are the Tigers. High post, McNeely down low to Jones and the trees. Can't get her to go, and Swanda grabs up the rebound. 2:05 to go in the third. Coming up the floor with it. Cabrales now on the right side, takes the ball, looks, bounce pass into Harefield. Tigers tried to steal it, and he came up empty. Harefield the rebound and the putback. Her first two of the ball game makes it 21-13, Fall City. Scholl to the front for the Tigers. Now to Armbruster. Armbruster holds, looks, back out to the top. Armbruster down to Scholl, inside to Jones. Bounce pass back to McNeely in the paint. Couldn't hold on to it. And the takeaway by Swanda. Sterk will bring it up through the circle at midcourt. Looking left, goes right between two defenders. Keeps on going, and then a foul as Poppy made contact. Elise calling for her second foul. The ball game team foul number four on Fall City here in the second half. Swanda will trigger from the baseline with a minute 19 to go. Looking, and a turnover. What happened? Foul. Trying to set a pick underneath there. Madeline Harrifeld called for her third foul. Away from the ball. I didn't see it. I'll trust the referee's judgment. 13 foul, and up the floor. Tigers get it inside. McNeely, jumper from 10 feet. Won't go. Rebound Harrifeld. Tigers just can't get the ball to go in the hole here. Scored 4 points this quarter. They had 15 in the first quarter and only six assists that time. Here's a drive down the lane, shot up. No good by Swan. The rebound. Sterrett ends up with the ball, shoots it, misses it. Rebound Swan up, no good, but she is fouled. So Swan with a couple of boards. And the Tiger foul will go on Reese McNeely, her first, team foul number five now in Fall City. Emma Swan to the line for the first time today. Shooting two, it's on the way up, and it's good. 21-14 now, that's as close as JCC has been since quarter number one. 49.6 to go in the third. And a caller in now for Maddie Jones. Free throw up and off the back. No good. And Albright over the back trying to tip the ball out of there. Picks up her second foul. Team foul number 4 on the T-Birds. 48 seconds to go, and it will be Ava Armbrust to bring the ball up the floor for the Tigers. Left side, Poppy in the corner to Collier. Collier shoots from deep. Off to Armbrust. Back over to Collier. Left side, Armbrust again. They play fetch around the perimeter to Poppy. Let the clock run here. 29 seconds. Now Collier to the top of the offense. Skip it over to Armbruster. Drives free throw line over to Poppy. Down in the corner, Shaw looking into McNeely. Too far. Knocked away by Cabrales. That was not, I don't think that's where the pass was headed. Cabrales not got it. Tigers are going to have another player save the ball and probably get a layup there. Inbounding McNeely with the bounce into Shaw. 15 on the clock. Poppy down in the corner, knocked away on the pass by Albright. Tiger ball with 13 seconds to go. Now it will be McNeely. Inbound the ball from the sideline to Armbruster. Dribbling up, fires over to Collier. Poppy over to Armbruster. 7-6 over to Collier. Loads it up, fires off the front edge. No good. Armbruster runs it down, throws it toward the hoop. Let's go. After three, it's Ball City 21, Johnson County Central 14. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Minutes up on the clock. Johnson County Central basketball has start the fourth quarter. Akilah Shaw just about broke her ankle and her turning around. She turned around. She's got a brace on her right ankle. She turned around. Her left ankle kind of rolled on her. Tiger ball inside to Nolde. Knocked away. Picked up by Kirkendall. She's fine. McKinley is. But she turned around laughing. Go, man, that was close. That kind of hurt. Now over the right side, Kirkendall will look, skips it across, stolen by Albright, and she is ran into by Ava Armbruster, and Ava comes down hurt. She is limping off the floor here, so we're going to have a foul on Ava. Will be her third, but the more important thing here is she appears to have sprained an ankle. Sits on the bench with 7:40 to go. The lead is 7 for the Tigers. It was as many as 14 in this game. Spawn at the free throw line. Stay gets away from two defenders. Herfeld takes the ball. Throws her up and good. She's got 4. And it's now 21-16. A lead down to 5. 7:22 to go. Kirkendall to the front. Tiger offense stymied since the first quarter. With it, Jones inside to the Tigers, trying to get it in there to Chase Nolde, knocked away. Nolde touches it last, and it's going to be Thunderbird basketball. The Tigers showing the pressure here. Birkebile with it in the backcourt, throws over the middle to Rother, the front court, and a blocking foul on Maddie Jones, and that's number 4 on Maddie. And that's team foul number 7. That's 1-1. So the Tigers stacking up fouls here at the line. Sonny Rothers, who has not scored in the ball game today. 1-1 opportunity. This is her first chance at the line tonight. Elise Poppy back in for Ball City now. Free throw on the way up. And Rattles won't go. And Shull is fouled by Albright. Jordan Albright picks up her third foul, team foul number 5. 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. To the front court now, off the left side, Shull. Cross court to Poppy. Back to Kirkendall against the 2-3 zone. Back out, swinging around the perimeter. Armors are trying to walk off that sore ankle. In the corner, Shull trapped, throws it, taken away by JCC. Kirkendall coming off the floor with it. On the left side, Ava Armbruger says, I'm ready to go back in, coach. Up the floor now again, Robert with it. High post, Swan to fires, and it went in. Two-pointer. And the Swan a little off balance, but it went in. And it's now 21-18 at the 6:22 mark. The Tigers only by 3. Poppy with it. Tigers need to not panic. Inside of the post now is going to be McNeely. Down it goes in. Layup good for Novi, the assist to McNeely. And the Tigers come up with the bucket to make it 23-18. Around the perimeter and through the lane. Birkenau throws up no. Albright the rebound. No. Rebound out of bounds. Touchdown by the Centerburg. Tiger ball. Well, here comes Ava Armbruger for back in. Elise Poppy will check out for the moment. 23-18. Ball City by 5, looking to add to it. Looks like Ava's moving pretty good with that left ankle. Cuts through the lane. Shull had it taken away by Birkenbaum. Ava Birkenbaum is a good ball player. Plays pretty darn good defense. She just reached out and took it away from her that time. Here is Rother. Gives the ball to Swanda. Swan is a dangerous player. She's got a big knee brace on her left knee. She's not moving like she used to, but still, very dangerous. She's got the ball at the free throw line, looking for help. Season player, nowhere to go. She'll dribble it. Now in the paint, she's got to get rid of it, get to the vertical pile. And a foul on the Tigers as the ball is recovered by Rother, and the foul on Ava Armbruger is going to be her fourth. Second one in the quarter. 1-1 again. The Tigers now have Jones and Armbruger with 4, 3 each on Kirkendall and Nolde. At the line, Birkenbaum, who is 2-for-4 at the line in the ballgame. This is 1-1. Birkenbaum ready. It's up. It's good. It's now 23-19. The lead is 4. Ava Birkenbaum gets set. She'll fire it up and missed it short. Rebound. Poppy got it away. Up the floor. Armbruger for Ava to the top of the key. Spins to the right. Stops her dribble. Back out to her teammate, Elise Poppy. Down to Armbruger. Back to Poppy. Left side, Kirkendall. Actually will hold it over to Armbruger. Three ball up. Short off the rim. Rebound. Herfeld with it. She'll get the ball off to Birkenbaum. Ava through the circle over to Rother. Rother in and a bump and a foul on Elise Poppy, who turns around and says, what are you talking about? But yeah, he bumped into her, and that's the third foul. Team foul number 9. This will be the final 1-1. It'll be double bonus the rest of the ballgame. Rother 0-for-1 at the line. Sets. It's up. It's no good. And the ball is loose. It's picked up out by Rother. Harfeld kept it alive. Birkenbaum went into the corner to Rother to try to get inside to Albright. Missed the pass wide and is taken away by Poppy. Poppy up the floor to Armbruger. Back to Elise on the right side to McNeely. Looking. Back out top with it. Swinging around the perimeter. Birkenbaum with it. That dribbles across the paint. Gets the ball and a runner up. In and out. No good by Poppy. And the rebound brought down by Albright. 23-19, 4:04 left in this ballgame. Rother down the lane, scoops it up, two hands, no. Rebound to Poppy. Poppy will give it up to Armbruger with 3:54 to go here in the third, excuse me, the fourth quarter. All right, Coach Armbruger wanting to move the ball here. 3:42 to play. Poppy moves the ball across the face of the 2-3 zone. Now down in the corner to McNeely, left side, back out top to Kirkendall. Kirkendall through traffic, reaching, oh, that's Birkenbaum, that's five, and it is. Number two, Ava Birkenbaum just fouled out on a reach-in foul with 3 points in the ballgame. She fouls out with 3:31 to go. Although she's only got 3 points, she's a key component here for JCC. So it's Tiger ball on the near side here. Tiger's got one. Oh, we're short. Oh, here we are. Okay. Kirkendall in, but Tiger had six players. I thought they had four. Now we're 5-5, just like we're supposed to be. 3:27 to go in the fourth. Tigers up 23-19. Poppy, right sideline. Now over in the middle between the circles. Kirkendall moving right side with the dribble. As it backs out, gives the ball back to the top. Armbruster with it. Ava moving over the left to Poppy now. Taking the ball out over across court. Kirkendall, they've got to come out of the zone eventually. Well, JCC down by four with 3 minutes to go. Tigers can just play catch up there as long as they want to. Armbruster back to Poppy, left side, high post, free throw line. And the pass from Moldy taken away by Albright. Well, trying to kill some clock, you got a lead, and then you throw it away. Don't go in there with it. All right, to the front, swung to with it, around the defender. Right side of the lane, gives the ball out in the wing. Driving to the baseline now, it goes in. Arafat lost the handle on the dribble, falls down, gets it. Timeout called by JCC to save the possession with 2:25 to go. Tigers up four, we're back in 30 seconds. I'm Sunny, 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, it is 2:25 left. It's Johns County Central basketball underneath their own bucket here. And the inbound pass to the paint got loose. Cabrillas runs it down, throws to Albright, then she throws it away. And the Tigers got lucky. At least Poppy was chasing. Fortunately for the Tigers, she couldn't get a hand on it, and the ball rolls out of bounds at midcourt. Tigers bring Chase Nolte back in during the timeout. Coming in was Maddie Jones for the Tigers. Here comes the double team at midcourt. The Tigers have it underneath, a catch and a bucket by the Tigers, Ashley Kirkendall. She's got four in the ballgame, and now it's 25-19. The lead is six with 2:02 to go. High post, Swan down the right side, throws it off the glass, tucks it in. Swan with seven, four in the quarter, 25-21. Dave Armbruster walking the ball slowly up the floor, across the midcourt of the minute 45. He goes stand in that circle and dribble. Left side now to Kirkendall. They weren't going to guard her out there. Now Ashley will back up the sideline. Over to Shaw, high post with it. Timeout Tigers in the pass went to Chase Nolte. Fall City takes the time. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Fight the ball game, 25-21, minute 33 to go here. Tigers and the basketball here, I believe. I remember right, they should have, they called the timeout. In the NFL, in the third quarter, Cincinnati leading Tennessee 9-6 with about 11 minutes ago in the third quarter. All right, here we go. Inbounder in the baseline, McKinley Shaw for the Tigers. Sophomore looking, holding, and gets it in to Maddie Jones on the right block. Maddie backing in. It won't go. Rebound, Albright. Pretty good shot in there for Maddie Jones. That's where she likes to be. Minute 20 to go. 4-point game. JCC needing some points. Swan inside the free throw line. Cabral is for three. Finish the half of the net. Her first bucket of the ball game. Makes it 25-24 with a minute 8 to go. All right, we come the other way. Maddie Jones with it for the Tigers. Not going to be able to hold it now. They're going to have to try to score or get fouled. JCC comes out man-to-man. Now down the lane, Harper. Oh, she was open. She throws it off of the teammate. It's at Jones. 15-footer. It hits the front and goes in. Coach Andy Harper says, look, no, great shot. All right, Tigers up 27-24. A three with Kyle with 38 seconds to go. Rother down the lane, lost control of Albright, caught in a foul on Shaw. That will put T-Bird line to shoot two. If she didn't make it, that's your thought if you're a Tiger fan. Jordan Albright at the line, 5 points in the ball game, 1-for-2 at the free throw line. 32.9 seconds to go. Albright sets, fires off, flat, no good. Jordan, her free throw, she makes a fair amount of them, but it's kind of, there's not much arc under them. Pretty much a line drive shot when she shoots the free throw. There it goes, up, off the back, rebound over the back on JCC, Sunny Rother, I believe, yes. Sunny will be called for the foul, her second, team foul number 7 on JCC. So now the Tigers are going to the line here, up by 3 to make it a 2-possession game if they can get a free throw to go here. McKinley Scholl at the line for the first time today. She made 4 points back in the first quarter off the bench, has not scored since. Free throw up and good. That makes it a 2-possession game. Tigers up 28-24. 31.9 seconds left in the game. Scholl to make it a 5-point lead and in and out. Back in and out. She nailed them both. 29-24 across City by 5. Sheriff up the front. Rother around the defender. Throws it inside Albright. Back out to Brellis for 3. Off the flat iron. No good. Rebound. Loose. Picked up by Kirkendall. Backing up. Got a foul, 15 to go. Up the floor comes Armbruster and finally fouled across midcourt with 12.8 left. Sunny Rother with the foul, her third. Team foul number 8 on JCC. So this is 1-1 for Eve Armbruster. She is 2-for-2 at the line in the ballgame. Who's coming back in the second quarter? The sophomore will get set. Fires the free throw up and good. Tigers up now by 6, 30-24, with just 12.8 seconds to go. Coach Andy Armbruster pulls all the Tigers off the lane for the rebound, so they don't commit any fouls down there. Ava sets, fires it up, and off the back, Albright grabs up the rebound. Timeout, Johnson County 7 with 12 seconds to go. We're back in Tecumseh after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours at Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, here's the situation at the council with 12 seconds left in the ballgame. Fall City leads it 30-24 over Johnson County Central. Tigers have plenty of timeouts left. Johnson County Central only has one. T-Bird basketball, they have to get the length of the floor after the free throws by the Tigers. Tigers are going to put on some at least token pressure here in the backcourt. even sprinting up the floor with the ball or rolling up the floor. Into Rother. Kirkendall cuts her off, goes up the floor, and the ball got loose, rolls up the floor before it rolled out of bounds. Timeout by JCC, their final timeout of the ballgame, and there's only 6.4 seconds left. I'm going to keep it here this time, Kathy Diggins, our studio engineer, because they may not use a full 30 here. We'll see what they call it. They're designing something up, but with just 6.4 seconds to go, we'll tell you the Tigers are about to win their fifth straight game, including 11-5. JCC will drop to 7-10 with the loss here today, barring a miracle at this point. The Tigers, I believe, have two timeouts left, and Coach Armbruster wants to use them. All right, there's the time in, and we are ready to go here. And Arlie Cabrales will inbound it from the baseline, lobs it in, Albright makes the catch, hands it back to Cabrales for three, off the rim, no good, rebound to Moley, and that will end the ball game. Black City wins it 30-24 over Johnson County Central. We'll wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the final score in our girls' game. The Tigers win it 30-24, leading the way for the Tigers today. Maddie Jones with 9, 6 each for Chase Coley and McKinley Schultz. 4 points for Ashley Kirkendall, 3 for Ava Armbruster, and 2 more for Reese McNeely. Tigers hit 8 out of 17 free throws in the ballgame. For Johnson County Central, they're led by Emma Swan with 7, 5 for Jordan Albright, 4 for Point Madeline Harrington, 3 each for Ollie Cabrales and Ava Berkebile, and 2 for Bailey Spirit today. Tigers trailed 3-0 early on, then went on a 17-0 run to make it 17-3, a 14-point lead, where JCC got back within 2 in the ballgame, or back within 3 in this contest at 23, and I think that was 4 late. So, anyway, Fall City now, 11-5 on the year, JCC now 7-10. That's going to wrap it up for our girls' game. The boys' game coming up here. We'll be back here in about 10 or 11 minutes with the second half of today's doubleheader on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in Southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt and put them to work for you.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website, Althea.com, to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Althea.
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska. In the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Stateline Ag of Dawson, Nebraska for DeKalb Seed. A history of success. It's more than a goal. It's your legacy. That's why you can place your confidence in consistently superior yields of DeKalb and grow boldly. Backed by 100% exclusive genetics and leading innovations to help your crop stand stronger and fill your bins faster. Ask your dealer how DeKalb can help you ensure a future of performance. Stateline Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Neil or Will with your seed questions.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm meteorologist Sandy Faluber with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloud cover for the forecast area. Overnight lows drop to the mid-20s. West winds 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 30. We'll see plenty of sunshine tomorrow. We warm into the mid-30s. Winds out of the northwest lighter between 5 and 10. Partly cloudy for Sunday night. 28 for your low. Winds will be picking up out of the southwest. We'll see plenty of sunshine on Monday and warmer temperatures moving in, upper 40s. Winds breezy out of the northwest with a cold front moving through. That will drop our temperatures into the mid-20s. On Tuesday, but we will see continued sunshine, sunny skies and 36 on Wednesday, south winds a bit breezy, 44 for a high on Thursday, sunny skies and sunshine to finish out our work week. I'm weatherology staff meteorologist Mandy Faluber on Sunny 101.3.
Did you ever have to make up your mind? Bye.
often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind?
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Hey, good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, whatever your personal preference is. We'll see how it goes here after your evening. Fall City on the road to Johnson County Central. The Cubs are taking on the Thunderbirds. Our girls' game just completed here. Fall City held on to win 30-24 after they gave up a 17-point lead in the ball game, or a 14-point lead. They're up 17-3 in that ball game. GCC able to fight their way back into it and get close at the end. And the ball.